And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. No new information about a shooting that occurred yesterday. It happened around 12:30 at Lazar Park. Two people were in critical condition. The investigation is still ongoing, according to C.J. Beck with the West Monroe Police Department. Louisiana lawmakers go into special session later today. They want to pass legislation that seeks to reduce crime in Louisiana. Senate Judiciary B Chair Mike Reese says a lot of the bills will come through his committee. He expects to see measures that will restrict parole eligibility.
All those things that have left victims many times to think that somebody that committed a crime against them was sentenced to a 5 or 6 year sentence, only to find out they may be out, 4 to 6 months later.
Because of controversy around the state's public defender system, the governor is seeking to establish a state public defender's office under his authority. Reese says this will overhaul and streamline the public defense system.
That agency currently has a state public defender, but then also has another board. I think we'll seek to streamline that so that as we appropriate dollars to increase our capacity for public defense, that those dollars make it into the courtroom where we intend them to be.
Criminal justice reforms approved in 2016 required offenders under the age of 17 be charged as juveniles for nonviolent crimes. But Reese says with juvenile crimes on the rise, the current laws are not working.
We've seen it over and over again with destroyed facilities, with injured police officers and guards. It's just been chaotic escapes, that we've had, and just the destruction of facilities. We have to get that under control.
Today's session will begin at 1 p.m. It must conclude by March the 6th. A new Tulane University study is using data that's been gathered from hundreds of monitoring sites on Louisiana coast. It's taking a look at what the coast will look like 50 years from now. Tulane geology professor Tavorn Tornquist expects that major losses will continue if things stay like they are.
The most likely scenario is that we will lose about 75% of our remaining wetlands by 2070.
Tornquist says the loss of wetlands will not only make relocation necessary for those in small areas, but force people out in more populated areas. He says some areas will be entirely flooded by the end of the century.
The southwestern part of Louisiana, we've known that for longer, that that's probably the most vulnerable part of the coast, and that's what this study again confirms.
He claims that taking action can make a difference.
By really changing our trajectory towards the world becoming carbon neutral as soon as possible, we could certainly end up on a more manageable path.
This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe.